Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
A 16-year-old boy in Colorado who appeared to have the common flu has died from a rare case of, wait for it, the plague. The officials said that the illness didn't present with the telltale signs of infection, which would be swollen lymph nodes, which would have alerted officials to the illness sooner. Instead, he suffered from a fever and muscle aches, which could be really anything, which made his sickness look like the flu. The plague, they're stressing to us that the plague is very rare, but that's what makes it harder to diagnose, that they're unsure which type of the plague it was, but they suspect bubonic plague. It's the most common and the easiest to transmit, and it's through a bug bite. It's also carried by mice and squirrels and rats. They can prescribe antibiotics to patients diagnosed with any of the three types of plagues, but which they're all caused by the same bacteria, and the antibiotic seems to work for this. So it's not like we've got the plague and it's spreading all around and we don't need to have panic. They do see a couple of cases of this every year. Usually they're caught soon enough and antibiotics work just fine. But in this case, it didn't present quite the same way, so they weren't alarmed, thought it was just the flu. We'll keep you more updated on that, so not to worry, no panic. Hawaii has become the first U.S. state to raise the legal smoking age to 21. This law comes into effect January 1st of 2016 and covers e-cigs as well. Other states are contemplating a similar move. Right now, the legal age is 18, which most states are feeling now as they start to look at the effects of smoking, that they're realizing 18 is too young. Not that it's that difficult for kids to get cigarettes when they really, really want them, but raising the age does help make it a little bit more difficult, just as it does with alcohol. In the third story today, hot cars. You know this, summer's coming, they act like a greenhouse. They trap sunlight and heat. And a report by the National Highway Traffic Administration indicated that 25 children a year die as a result of being left or becoming trapped in hot vehicles. And did you know that cars parked in direct sunlight can reach an internal temperature of 131, even if you crack the windows? So people, as the summer approaches, please do not leave dogs, do not leave children in cars, because even if you think you're leaving them in the shade, if the temperatures outside are 80 degrees Fahrenheit, that can rise a car to well above 110. That's in the shade, in 80 degrees, and even if you leave the window open, it's just not worth it. If you have to take your dog out with you in the summertime like that, bring them on a leash and bring them either into the store, or if it's a store that doesn't allow animals, and I see stores, you'd be surprised at what stores will allow you to bring your dogs in. I have a cousin who brings his dog into everywhere, all over the city of Chicago, so, and nobody ever turns them away. If you do have to bring your dog and they won't allow it in the store, then you can always tie them in the shade to a bush or a sign just while you run in. Or better yet, leave your dog in the air conditioning of your house. With children, the same. Dangerous. Your children can die in a matter of minutes. They can suffocate and die in a hot car. So please be cognizant of the temperature in your car. Do not leave animals or children in a hot car this summer, no matter what the situation. Take them with you. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. We have a great show coming up today. As always, we have some great guests and we always have a lot of fun. I'm Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. So stay listening, stay motivated, stay well, and stay tuned.